It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. Last week, the Trump administration said it will release millions of dollars in frozen Department of Education grants that had been under review. That included over $70 million expected in Wisconsin for a variety of programs. The Wisconsin Technical College System had been counting on nearly $7 million of those grants for adult education programs. The funding was abruptly blocked at the beginning of this month. The uncertainty over federal funding created new challenges for technical colleges here in the state. We're checking in on how they're navigating that uncertainty. Layla Merrifield is president of the Wisconsin Technical College System. Layla, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Can you start by telling us about this adult education funding that was the center of this problem for the technical college system?
The technical college system is charged with leading adult education efforts here in Wisconsin, including basic literacy services, as well as moving adults who've never completed a high school credential, moving those folks through that process and then getting them enrolled in skills education. This funding is really a braided funding model that we share with our community-based organizations throughout the state to reach out into our communities, identify these individuals, and get them the education and skills that they need. The funding is really critical and a linchpin to those efforts.
Take us back to the moment when this funding was blocked without a lot of notice, as I understand it.
Yeah, that's right. We'd been advised at the end of May that our funds would be released on July 1st. And then at around 4 p.m. on June 30th, we were advised that, in fact, the funds would not come through and were under review to ensure that they align with administrative priorities in D.C. However, we were really thrilled to hear on mm-hmm. July 25th that they would be released this week.
What did the scramble look like in the weeks between that freeze and then, as you just mentioned, the restoration now of that funding?
Yeah, a lot of communication with Congress and reaching out to the Department of Education and any contacts that we had in D.C. to try to understand what the issues were, why it was under review. This is a longstanding program for our system that we absolutely rely on both at the system office and at our colleges. And so it really came as a surprise that this bipartisan program that would be under review or would be at all controversial.
I'm not exactly sure how this works in practice. Is the money transferred into whatever the bank account or wherever where you actually have your electronic digital hands on it?
It's with any sort of federal funding, what happens is that you receive what we call a grant award notification, and you receive notice from the administering agency that funding is available to obligate. Anytime you're dealing with the federal government, they ask that we provide services first, and then we apply for reimbursement for those services. But we need to know that money is available, and we're going to be able to draw down on it in order to reimburse ourselves.
Without that money under the Adult Education and Family Literacy Act, what would happen? What would be the impact here in Wisconsin?
The impacts would be pretty severe here in Wisconsin because this is not an area that's particularly richly funded. there is no dedicated state funding stream to support these services. And so it falls on our local communities to support this and to make sure that these services are available, even though we are mandated by law to make sure that they're provided. Certainly, you would see cuts in services. You would see fewer classes available, fewer people served. At the technical college system, a lot of this work happens in our county jails, in our state prison facilities. We see overrepresentation of folks who never completed high school in those facilities. And we know that recidivism drops substantially when education services are provided and folks have some economic opportunity coming out of those facilities. We would also see severe impacts at our community-based organizations that really rely on a variety of grants in order to provide their services at no cost to individuals who need them. Certainly at the technical college system, we have a lot of staff who are funded this way and are direct service providers conducting classes in our communities and making sure that folks have that access to basic education and a chance to climb the economic ladder.
Layla Merrifield is with us, president of the Wisconsin Technical College System, talking about adult education funding that was frozen, money that was supposed to come from the federal government at the beginning of this month, now restored. For now, Layla, this isn't the end of the story. The Trump administration has a new budget proposal. It would have to go through Congress like usual. As I understand it, the funding we're talking about, well, that would go away or all or in part. And the argument from the Trump administration is, hey, the changes we're making in K through 12 education are going to make sure that people won't need this remedial education as adults. What are you watching for now in the next federal budget?
Well, we're certainly monitoring it and communicating with our members of Congress and the Wisconsin delegation about the importance of this funding, preserving this funding. While we would certainly welcome additional support for our K-12 partners, and that is certainly part of the puzzle here, the fact is that lots of people experience barriers while they're enrolled in high school through no fault of their own, whether they have medical emergencies, whether they have family crises, whether they're in foster care. You know, things, life happens and high school careers get disrupted all the time. And it's really important to continue to provide these opportunities to correct that. And when folks have a little bit more stable situation in their lives, that they are able to go ahead and continue their education, even if it's a little bit late. And certainly our Wisconsin employers who are experiencing pretty severe workforce shortages in all sorts of areas as we have demographic challenges. You know, my point to our lawmakers over and over again has been that we have to make the most of our workforce that we have here in Wisconsin. We cannot afford to leave anybody on the sidelines. And getting folks into these family sustaining careers in our manufacturing industry, in IT, in our agricultural industry, in our healthcare industry, even EMTs and firefighters in Wisconsin, we have pretty severe shortages of right now. So these are just basic quality of life and service providers that we can't afford to lose here in Wisconsin. And again, adult education and family literacy is absolutely a foundational program and service that we simply must provide. There's a reason why the state legislature decades ago mandated that these services always be available to Wisconsinites, because it is so fundamental to everything that we do in our workforce development ecosystem. And so, you know, trying to get that message out to lawmakers and help them understand the importance of these longstanding programs is an ongoing project for us. And we will certainly be making that case as we move into the next appropriation cycle.
Do we have a lot of success stories at the different technical college campuses of adults who maybe didn't get that high school degree, go through this program, go into maybe an occupational training program and into one of those careers you just mentioned?
Oh, absolutely. You know, in fact, you know, we track all of this data, and we have over 2,500 adults make that transition every year. They move out of basic education and into occupational post-secondary education. So we have thousands and thousands of success stories. And in fact, when we're able to get to folks and give them intensive services and make that transition in their first year of pursuing education, in fact, their average wages are $56,000 a year when they come out on the other side. We think that's a really good start. And, you know, certainly when you consider that folks who never completed high school are twice as likely to live in poverty. So making that transition has, we feel, a really great return on investment for our taxpayers. And again, importantly, our employers are waiting for these folks. We have lots of open positions and really good careers here in Wisconsin, and we just don't have the bodies to fill them. So, you know, to my mind, we should be doubling down and tripling down on this sort of investment in order to make the most of our economy and ensure that the jobs that are here in Wisconsin today continue to be here tomorrow, and that our citizens have the quality of life that they have come to expect and enjoy here in Wisconsin.
We've been focusing on this adult education field because that's been this back and forth in federal funding right now. It's not the only thing you do at technical colleges. What other impacts are you seeing from the federal budget just passed by Congress? Some of these pauses put on funding. Are there other big things out there affecting the other things you do in the technical college system?
Yes, absolutely. This administration is clearly going to make its mark on higher education in general. And so we are just focused on trying to communicate our policy priorities and the value that we deliver not only for Wisconsin, but I would put Wisconsin's technical college system pound for pound against any other community college system in the country. We are incredibly successful at what we do. As evidenced by one of our colleges winning a National Community College Excellence Award from the Aspen Institute this past spring. And so as we look to work with this new administration, we're trying to deliver that message and talk about all of our successes. We have seen some challenges. For example, the workforce training grants that were supposed to be a part of the Broadband Equity Access and Deployment Act were withheld this past spring. The Department of Commerce announced that workforce training was no longer a priority for those grants, which was really disappointing for us. However, a recent victory on the positive side was that in the budget reconciliation bill just passed by Congress during the week of July 4th, we saw a longtime policy priority of WTCS, Workforce Pell, was finally passed into law. And that is a program that awards partial Pell grants to folks pursuing short-term credentials that are directly tied to employment. That's been something that we've worked on for 15 years, and it's a huge victory for high-quality accredited programs that put folks directly to work. So it's a mixed bag so far, but we'll continue to advocate and ensure that these opportunities remain available.
Layla, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
That's Layla Merrifield, president of the Wisconsin Technical College System. She was with us today to discuss how technical colleges in the state are navigating uncertainty with funding from the Trump administration after adult education grants were put on hold at the beginning of this month, then released a few days back.